You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
I think it was only about a week or so ago we found out this had happened. The personal information of as many as roughly 2.5 million voters has disappeared from an Elections Ontario warehouse, and it's triggered a couple of investigations, one by the OPP and one by my guest, Ann Cavoukian, the Information and Privacy Commissioner for the province of Ontario. And here to talk about it, Ann Cavoukian. Hello, welcome back, Ann Cavoukian.
Thank you very much for having me back.
Now, you're going to be reporting on this in a number of days, will you?
Yes, next Tuesday on the 31st of July.
Can you just give us all the basic situation here? What did happen and how concerned should we be?
Well, unfortunately, Elections Ontario was transferred the names, the full names, home addresses, and dates of birth of many, many millions of individuals. And they were transferring this information from their main servers, their main computers, onto USB keys, which, you know, are portable and mobile.
The little things you can buy in a computer store, yeah.
And easily lose or have stolen.
Yes.
And that's what happened. Anywhere from 1 to 2.4 million names of individuals were contained on these USB keys that have disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem, the bigger problem, is that Elections Ontario doesn't know which ridings. There's about 25 ridings involved, but they don't know which ones they are out of 49.
How can they not know?
That's a good question. So out of 49 electoral districts, they've informed 49 electoral districts, if you're in these districts, beware and be on alert that your personal information may have been compromised. Those 49 electoral districts equal 4 million people. So this impacts 4 million people because they don't know among them who really had their information taken and who didn't. So all of them have to be placed on alert.
Well, it's one thing for Elections Ontario to tell me to beware. How exactly do I beware? What am I supposed to do?
Oh, Dale, you've got to just be on alert. You've got to review your financial statements when your Visa bill comes in, your Amex, others. You have to keep your eyes open for any use of your personal information, your name and address, date of birth. You have to be aware of phishing expeditions. People might call you to try to get additional information, because with a little bit of social engineering, this information could be used in many, many deceptive ways, including identity theft, and you've got to be very careful.
Well, identity thieves, one of these little USB keys would be like the mother lode. This would be incredibly valuable, potentially valuable information for them.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And this is, you know, the unfortunate thing was that personal information is the currency in which Elections Ontario trades.
Yes.
It's like money. I mean, that's their entire business, is maintaining this list of names and addresses and dates of birth. So you really have to guard it like Fort Knox.
Well, when I think of Elections Ontario doing big things in government, as they do, in charge, they have a lot of responsibility. I would never have foreseen that somebody somewhere would be transferring information of such a vital nature to a USB key.
Unencrypted. And the unfortunate thing is their policy is, of course, if you are going to transfer something to a USB key, you must encrypt it, and it has to be password protected.
Yeah.
Neither of those two things happened. So during our investigation, we're focusing on, well, how would the frontline staff know to encrypt the USB key?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to the average person? I mean, most people wouldn't have a clue how to encrypt a USB key. And so you have to, it can't just be a policy that sits on a shelf somewhere. It has to be translated into the day-to-day actions of your actual employees. How does that happen? How do you get it from policy to practice?
But then, you know, there's encryption and then there's encryption.
Yes.
And then there are computer hackers who can unlock a whole bunch of different stuff, you know?
Absolutely. So you need to give very, very detailed guidance on how to do this and what to use. And I mean, there are actually excellent solutions right here in Ontario. There's one company called CryptoMail Technologies that provides an encrypted USB solution.
Yeah.
So use them. Use services that are available for very strong encryption. Here's how you do it. I mean,
yeah.
You have to give some actual guidance to your employees.
So it's okay to put the information on the USB key as long as it's encrypted, because then if it's lost, as these two keys have been, lost, misplaced, vanished
or
somehow,
stolen,
yeah, because but if they're encrypted properly, they're not going to be of any use to anybody.
Exactly. Then they're of no value to the unauthorized parties who either stole or found them, because they can't decrypt it. It's like gibberish. They won't make any sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, just as an additional measure, Dale, we suggest to people dealing with sensitive information, and this would fall into this category, and especially health information, things of that, we say, ideally, don't put it on a USB key.
Well, that's what I was trying to drive at. May not be the best way to do it anyway, right?
That's the first preference, is don't put this on a USB key or a laptop device, because we know they get stolen and lost, etc.
Yeah.
But if you must, for whatever reasons, it's an emergency, it's some unforeseen circumstances, if you must, then you must equally encrypt the data. If you don't encrypt it, you can't transfer it.
Yeah, yeah. But in this particular case, you touched upon it a moment ago, the couple of employees were working on the keys, left the keys apparently out and around,
yes.
Came in the next morning, and magically they were gone.
They were gone.
Well, that sounds to me like theft.
It does sound like theft, which makes it, you know, somewhat more
even worse.
Alarming,
yeah.
Because
somebody knew the value, perhaps, of what was on the keys.
Exactly. If they're stealing this, then they're in they know what these people have been doing in terms of the information they deal with. And
yeah.
This is very, very valuable, dealing with, you know, millions, potentially millions of individuals, gold to identity thieves.
And because of, I mean, the information was name, address, number, but most importantly, date of birth, right?
Absolutely.
And that's a prime identifier. With that, you can go far.
Totally. And we may not even know for a year or more. Often it takes over a year for cases of identity theft relating to such large stores of information to arise, because people like to lay low at first,
yeah.
Let the thing settle down, then they wreak their havoc a year or plus. So that's why I'm urging the public, people in those electrical districts, to please be on guard. Just review your information. Don't accept any invitations you have, phishing it as invitations. You know, if you don't know who you're dealing with, don't interact with them.
And there just seems to be more and more and more of this anyway, without these apparent thefts coming along to make it even potentially worse than it is now.
No, it's true. It's true. It's very unfortunate. But I wanted to alert the public to this as much as I can, because it's out there now.
Yeah.
And you've got to be on guard.
And even if you suddenly, I know you know this, but I'd just like you to tell everyone again and emphasize it. If for some reason your bills stop coming to you in the mail.
Oh.
That's a perfect red flag, isn't it?
Absolutely. You phone, pick up the phone the old-fashioned way, and call your credit card company and alert them to that fact, because probably an identity theft has put in a change of address and they're getting your statements and racking up large bills at your expense.
I would have thought that could have been curtailed somewhat, but I still hear those very stories about people having their address changed by some third party, and magically they take over your financial life.
Identity theft is very, very real, and it's the fastest growing form of consumer fraud in North America, and it's so easy to do. And once the identity thieves realize that people are cottoned on to them, then they just leave it and go on to something else.
Go somewhere else, yeah. And the point is, I think what you're saying is the technology, if you must put it on a USB key, not the best maybe, but if you must put it on a USB key. There is encryption out there that would be tough enough that if the USB went missing, the information couldn't be accessed.
Absolutely. There are several solutions. You've just got to look into them. And you have to alert your staff. I think the most important thing is it's not good enough to have a policy that says that. You have to make sure that your staff understand what is expected of them and that they cannot put this on an encryption key without it being, on a USB key without it being encrypted. And what does it mean? How do you do that? You've got to train them.
Yeah. But I still, and I think you're right when you say, I still find it kind of unusual that the stuff would have to be put on a key that you could put in your pocket anyway.
You would wonder about that, wouldn't you?
You would.
Especially something of such value. But please alert your listeners in terms of their own day-to-day lives to be very careful about the information they impart routinely online, often to people they don't know.
Yeah.
You know, online social media is growing dramatically and it has many beneficial uses, but there's also a lot of spamming and a lot of deception going on, and people just don't realize the ease with which their personally identifiable information unlocks so many doors.
Ann Kavoukian, thanks very much for this.
My pleasure as always, Dale.
Okay,
so
bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ann Kavoukian is Ontario's Information and Privacy Commissioner. She'll be reporting sometime next week on this latest investigation into the disappearance, probable theft, for whatever reason we're not sure, of a lot of private information, personal information, on a couple of million of us voters here in the province of Ontario.
Gold Hawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.